is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The question becomes, what if Russian President Vladimir Putin goes to the trouble to recognize the independence of a region not in his own country, and the people in that country respond by saying, we don't care? Putin convened top officials Monday to consider recognizing the independence of separatist regions in eastern Ukraine, a move that seems to be tweaking the noses of international observers, including Ukraine itself and the United States. He once again spoke about the Ukraine potentially joining NATO, saying here, if Russia is to face such a threat as Ukraine joining the North Atlantic Alliance, then the threats to our country will grow exponentially. But seeing that nobody recognizes the expression of will by the Crimeans or the Sevastopolites, Ukraine insists on it being its territory. We have a real threat of them trying to recapture what they believe is their territory by military means. But Ukrainians in the country's east say possible recognition of separatist-controlled Luhansk and Donetsk regions by Russia would not make a difference in their lives. Maria is a housekeeper in eastern Ukraine, and she says, let them recognize whatever they want. But we should not fall for it and react to this information. Let them do what they want. Recognize someone, organize referendums, but we and all the society don't recognize it and shouldn't recognize it. The publicly staged pre-recorded meeting of Putin's Presidential Security Council came amid a spike in skirmishes in eastern Ukraine that Western powers believe Russia could use as a pretext for an attack on the Western-looking democracy that has defied Moscow's attempts to pull it back into its orbit. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has accepted a meeting with the Russian president in principle and only if Russia does not proceed with military action. That according to the White House late last night. A statement from Press Secretary Jen Psaki said U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov would first hold talks this week. Meanwhile, the United States has warned the United Nations it has information that Russia has lists of Ukrainian to be killed or sent to camps in the event of an invasion, according to a letter sent to the UN rights chief and obtained by the Associated Press on Sunday. The letter, which came as Washington warned of an imminent invasion by Russian troops massed near the Ukrainian border, says the United States is deeply concerned and warns of potential human rights catastrophes. Afghanistan's Taliban on Monday strongly defended their government against fresh criticism by the United States that the male-only leadership in Kabul is dominated by one ethnicity and lacks inclusivity. Quote, this is invalid and we reject it. That is Zabihullah Mujahid, a Taliban spokesman. He told VOA when asked for his reaction to the critical remarks made by the U.S. Special Envoy for Afghanistan, Tom West. He went on to say that our government, all the requirements within the framework of our society and values have been taken into consideration. West said on Saturday, while speaking at an international security conference in Germany, that his meetings with Taliban leaders on respecting women's rights to education and work have been productive, but he found them rigid on the question of a representative government. Israel's Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said Sunday that the emerging deal over Iran's nuclear program is expected to be weaker than a previous agreement and will create a more volatile Middle East. The original international agreement with Iran left in tatters after the U.S., goaded by Israel, withdrew from that agreement. World powers have been negotiating to revive the 2015 nuclear deal, which granted Iran sanctions relief in exchange for curbs on its nuclear program. Israel vehemently opposed that accord back in 2015. The prime minister at the time, Benjamin Netanyahu, actually coming to the United States to lobby against it. Speaking to Jewish American leaders, Bennett said Israel would not be bound against the agreement and reserved its right to take action against Iran if necessary. Meanwhile, Iran says it wants the option to rapidly restore its nuclear program to be included in any nuclear deal in case other parties fail to honor their end of that envisioned deal. For more on these stories, our website, voanews.com, via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.